Next, we bring you three letters from the evening news. The first is from Benita Warburton of Old Catton, who's enjoying a floral display. I think the council should be congratulated for their wonderful display of flowers in front of City Hall. And if any of your listeners want to grow trouble-free plants in dry conditions, there is the answer. Though perhaps some of the plants are rather on the large side for some gardens.
Tip plans will increase dumping, writes Brian Farrow of Sheringham. It was hard to read two newspaper articles recently, both dealing with waste disposal. The lead article was the Environment Agency highlighting the area where fly tipping is most prolific, and the other was that Norfolk County Council is considering closing some of the recycling centres. It does not take a giant leap of imagination to come to the conclusion that these two are inseparably linked. If you do not have a recycling centre, what do you do with your waste, which you cannot put in your bin? You now have to book to get into the recycling centre. The fewer centres means longer queues for bookings and longer journeys for people to dispose of their waste. It seems logical to me that this can only lead in one direction: more fly tipping throughout Norfolk, which has to be cleared by our local council at ratepayers' expense. Norfolk County Council, think about what your decisions will result in.
And finally, the magic of the Milky Way has got Peter Kemp of Norwich writing in. Nighttime while we sleep, the spectacle of the cosmos comes to life. The moon shines, stars twinkle, and a few planets may be seen. Maybe a comet streaks across the sky, or not long ago the Aurora Borealis was seen in East Anglia. The stars you see are just a handful of trillions in space, born billions of years previously in clouds of dust. When our solar system began, the stars in one of the clouds sucked a lot of material together to form a flat disk, now named the Milky Way. Within this galaxy is our sun. The sun's gravity pulled together eight planets, varying in size, colour, density and composition. Even though the sun is not visible at night in our region, without it, nighttime would not exist, and neither would we and other life forms on Earth.